your Bibles open, Psalm 81:10. I got seven things, and give me 7 minutes. Amen. All right, we'll take a minute on each one. All right, but I won't be long, I promise you. My wife and I, we celebrated 50 years of marriage last year, August the 10th, 1974. I married her. She was 16 years of age in the 11th grade. And, I told her she chased me. I wilted. And I said yes, but that ain't the way it worked. And, I appreciate my wife. She just had some surgery getting over that. Last year we celebrated 50 years preaching. And, we're 50 years married August the 10th in September, where God called me in the ministry right after we got married. And, we celebrated last year 50 years of preaching. And appreciate my family, and thank God, you know, for his blessings. Notice with me, Psalm 81:10. I am the Lord thy God. We could shout right there. We could say glory, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Now know what he said, open thy mouth wide. And God said, I'll fill it. The wide open mouth. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for a church that loves you. A church, Lord, a pastor and church, the flock, they have a heart to help fulfill the Great Commission. And I thank you, Lord. I pray these missionary brethren here tonight, God, you raise up the monies they need. And the call of God upon their lives and the burden they have. Be with the preacher to come, Lord, starting tomorrow. And, use him and help him and all the different missionaries as they present. And I just pray, God, that you'll just bless and increase the faith promise missions. And, Lord, they'll be able to take on more missionaries, Lord, as the commitment comes in. And I pray you'd help us tonight. In Jesus' name, amen, and you may be seated. When I think about Psalm 81:10, I think about the credentials of God. I think about the ability of God. I think about the power of God. I think about the might of the Lord. You know, I took and after I had taken and went through the whole Bible on the subject of prayer and then read about 35 books on prayer, I wanted to find and you know, everything I could about praying and belief and trust and the power and the ability of God that God can. You see, we study all about yesteryear, some of the greats. Like George Mueller and Edward M. Bounds and others we can mention. And we study about all those men of yesteryear. And I like reading about them. But I'm going to tell you something. I want to see God move in my generation. Amen. I want to see God move among us and see great and mighty things accomplished for the glory of God. And so I know that God can. God's able. And so, you know, as I took him, and I thought about, you know, this verse right here and the wide open mouth, being hungry for God. I wanted to see great mighty things accomplished for the glory of God. And if you'll turn with me to the book of Matthew for sake of time, and I want to give you a few verses before I give you the points right quick. But in Matthew chapter, I believe it's chapter number 9, and if you'll turn over there, let's see here. Yes, turn to Matthew 9. And look down to verse number 2, Matthew 9 and verse number 2. I love what the Bible said in Jeremiah 33:3, to call unto me. Now I'll answer thee, and I'll show thee great mighty things which thou knowest not of. And God challenged me in the area of faith and the area of prayer and the area of trust in my own life. And as I began to study and began to take and ask God to increase my faith and increase my I wanted to know how to pray and be a prayer warrior. I know Don Green was a great prayer warrior. Evangelist Sammy Allen, a great prayer warrior. And other men we can mention, I remember Donald Seidler. I went to Bible college at Tabernacle, back in the early 70s. And I remember Donald Seidler saying that God's given me everything that I asked for in the ministry. And I thought about tremendous faith and tremendous belief and how important our prayers is. And we want our prayers to be answered. And all listen, right here in Matthew chapter number 9, look at verse number 2. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And the Bible said, in Jesus, seeing their faith, What kind of faith does he see in my life tonight? What kind of faith does he see we tonight here at Temple Baptist Church? Every one of us tonight, the Bible said, and Jesus seeing their faith. And so, does he see believing faith and praying faith and trusting faith? Look in verse number 28. I'm going to hurry him. Look in verse 28 of Matthew 9. And the Bible said, and when he was come into the house, a blind man came to him, and Jesus said unto them, notice now, believe ye that I'm able to do this. What is your this tonight? I'm praying, asking God for 12 church plants. It's already in my prior journal. There in January, and I find the mind of God and the will of God. And I put it in my prior journal, I dated, and I wait upon God to answer him. And you'll find, believe you that I'm able to do this. Do I believe that God can start 12 church plants? Do I believe that God can build 75 church buildings? Believe you that I'm able to do this. As you step out by faith this week, and you increase your faith promise missions, believe you that I'm able to provide through you. Yes, God can. God's able, when the Lord burnt my heart, to take on 3 national pastors. And I did that by faith. I didn't look at my checkbook. I didn't look to any kind of resources. I just looked to heaven. Amen. And I tried to find the mind of God and the will of God. And God laid on my heart to do that. And then you saw the foresaid. All 9 of the ones above there are indigenous, and the last 3 are working toward indigenous principle. And as soon as they get indigenous, I'll take on 3 more. Amen. And because believe ye that I'm able to do this. And you see, every year when you come to Faith Promise Month or week, or and you're challenged by other missionary presentations, you're challenged to the preaching of the Word of God. And God said, believe you that I'm able to do this again. Look back over last year, how God provided, how God met, how God took care of it. You stepped out by faith, increased your faith promise missions given, and God provided. Amen. And God's able. Well, I want you to turn to Hebrews 11:6, and I'll begin here, and I got to hurry. Amen. All right. And I'll preach fast. But in Hebrews 11:6, go there. You know, one of the things when I come to faith promise missions meetings and conference, right here in Hebrews 11:6, the Bible said, but without faith, that's the key. Open thy mouth wide, and God said, I'll fill it. These missionary brethren are, you know, as our missionary going to South Africa there, and is that right, South Africa? No, God, you say it again. South America. South America, all right, there we go. But he's going to have to raise up missionary support. He's going to have to raise up. I met a missionary the other day. He's got to have $18,000 a month because of he'll lose a lot of his income going in. And you hear all these things, and I think about that. But you see, to raise up support, it's going to take faith. It's going to take belief. It's going to take trust. It's going to take, my friend, commitment. And the same thing you're doing here tonight is you're praying and you're travailing, finding the will of God, and you're giving to help these missionary brethren. My friend, to keep going and carry the gospel to the regions of unreached people in regions beyond. Well, Hebrews 11:6, without faith. Now, I don't need faith tonight for the other 73 churches, the 124 churches built. I need faith for the ones, the 73 I got to build. I don't need faith for the 267 started. I need faith for the 33 that need to be started. And so, when I think about, you know, in verse number 6, the Bible said, without faith, it's impossible to please him. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. Do you believe that God's able? You see, there's no prayer that God can answer. There's no prayer that God cannot answer. There's no place that God cannot revive. There's no promise that God cannot fulfill. You see, God, listen, he is faithful. You find the mind of God in your missions meeting. And then you, my friend, you make that commitment. And notice your Bible said that he is, and he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I really believe that prayer is one of the key elements in a missions meeting. And as you're praying and you're searching and you're finding the mind of God in your giving, And one of the ways to do that is get in the Word of God. James 1, 26, Psalm 1, Joshua chapter 1 and verse number 8, all give us the places that this man shall be blessed in his deed. And all, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will. And boy, I want to get in the Word of God. Amen. I tell you what, I was coming down here today and in my own prayer life, and God's increased my praying. And when I went back to Washington, Georgia, and of course I pray for maybe about 156 people every morning, and calling their names before God, and God laid upon my heart. And when I went back there the last time, and I really began to burden about praying for every national pastor, praying for everybody that supports a national pastor, everybody that's built a church building, own all that collectively. And I said about 1,100 now that I pray for during the week and the night. And I'm going to tell you something, you know, the diligent seeker. Oh, learn to pray. My friend, listen, over your faith, promise, commitment. Pray about the will of God and believe God, amen, that God can send it, amen, and God can provide it, amen. But anyway, you'll find, listen, faith and prayer move God, and when faith ceases to pray, it ceases to live. And boy, we need to get in the Word of God. Number two, go over to Acts 27:25, and I'm hurrying. Acts 27:25, excuse me for the coughing there a little bit. Had a frog and crossed his legs in my throat. Amen. All right. Notice in Acts 27:25. Here you find Paul in the storm of Euroclodon. 276 men are at loss or going to die. It's a bad storm, Euroclodon, verse 14. But notice the Bible said in verse 21, but after long absence, you find Paul found a place to pray. Let me tell you something, child of God, we need to take, and it's God's will, the heartbeat of God, missions. And God gave us the Great Commission, and individually and collectively as the church. And all you think about here, the Apostle Paul, as he found a place to pray, and you're praying this week, tonight. Notice in verse 23, for there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am, whom I serve, saying, fear not. And many times with a challenge, preacher, don't you understand what's going on all over the world and the government and different things? Preacher, you know we need to look to heaven. Don't look at, my friend, all the different things. Fear not. Keep your eyes over circumstances and look to God, amen. God's able to provide and God's able to sustain. But he said, fear not, Paul. Thou must be brought before Caesar. And then God gave him a promise. And lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. God gave him a promise. So learn to pray the promises of God. Learn to find the promises of God. My friend, what you're praying about. And notice the next verse. He went back on the deck of the ship and he said, wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God. Now notice the next word, that it shall be even as it was told me. Do you believe the word of God? Do you pray the word of God? George Mueller prayed 200. I mean, he read the Bible 200 times. 50 of those times was on his knees. Oh, listen, child of God. Find verses and pray those verses. Believe the word of God. And my friend, listen, I have about 100 of those that I use in my own personal praying. And here you'll find the verse. Prayer, in other words, and faith, prayer and trust. You trust God. You believe God. God cannot lie. God's able. Turn to Luke 11. And Luke 11, here you'll find the third thing, and I'm getting close. Amen. Luke 11. Here you're going to find, to me, one of the key elements in missions and in prayer. So I want to have, not only do I want to have prayer and faith and prayer and trust, but I want you to look right here in Luke chapter number 11 with me. Excuse me. Prayer and importunity. Notice your Bible said in, look at verse 5, and he said, Luke 11, and he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend? And we have a mighty friend, the Lord. I go to him throughout the day. I call upon him. You go to him at midnight. Sometimes we feel like we're in a dark hour, dark time. And say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loads for a friend of mine. So you have a praying friend going to the mighty friend, the Lord, but to help a needy friend. Now notice your Bible said here, he says, for a friend of mine is coming his journey, and I have nothing to set before him. Sister, I went to Africa without your dad, and he had something going on the bottom of his foot, and he couldn't go, and he said, you're going to have to go without me. Boy, I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to go without him. But we went, and we had about 1,800 people in the meeting. And I stood up, and I don't know why, but anyway, I stood up, and I said, how many of you have a Bible? And only 200 people raised their hand and had a Bible out of 1,800. It broke my heart. I began to weep. And I did something I've never did in my life. And I stepped out by faith. I was like Peter there on the Sea of Galilee when I said, bid me come unto thee. And he stepped out of the boat and let go of the ladder or the rope. And he walked on the water. And I stepped out by faith. And I said, I don't know when, I don't know how, I don't know where we can get Bibles, but I said, God's going to get you a Bible. And I said, we're stepping out by faith. We're going to believe God. But listen, it's the will of God to get you a Bible. I came back to America and I told your dad. He said, you did what? I said, yes. I said, I stepped out by faith. And I said, I told him we're going to get him a Bible. And he said, well, we've never shipped a container before. Well, we can. And he said, well, we're going to get Bibles. I said, I have no idea. And through 6 months of praying and searching, and God led us and ordered our steps and led us to Bible Literary Missionary Foundation. And in 6 months' time, they gave us, Dr. Lamont, B&L, gave us, I think it was 50,000 copies of the Word of God, King James Bibles, English whole Bibles, and we shipped them over there, and I said, don't you open them Bibles till I get back. Boy, we got back over there, and boy, I saw all them people opening Bibles and weeping and thanking God for a copy of the Word of God. And you find it, which of you, my friend, you have a friend, you go to midnight and say, friend, lend me 3 loaves because I have a friend. You know, notice your Bible said, he said in verse 6, for a friend of mine is coming to his journey and I have nothing to set before him. You see, for Africa, for Malaba, I had no Bibles. I was going to my mighty friend. I'm a praying friend to help a needy friend. And listen, tonight, you see, that's what you're doing. You're praying, going to your mighty friend to help a needy friend. Amen. Oh, you can't go where this brother's going. And our brother here carrying tracts and Bibles all over the world. But you can help send a missionary. You can help become a co-missionary. You can pray for them and help. I support them. And so you find in this verse, look at verse number 8. He said, but I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he's his friend. Oh, you say, preacher, I know the Lord. I'm saved by the grace of God. But here, notice your Bible said, yet because of his importunity. You know, the importunity is urgency. Isaiah, I don't have time to turn there, but it talks about give him no rest, keep not silent. We have runaway knocks at heaven's door. We knock and run. I'm going to tell you something. You got to keep praying. You got to keep knocking. You got to keep asking. Amen. God's able to send it. And my listen, I'm going to tell you something. You take that faith promise card tonight. Bring it to this altar. Call upon God and ask the Lord what he would have you to do. My friend, it happened to fulfill the Great Commission. Amen. If you'll turn to Psalms now quickly. I'm almost through. Hallelujah. Amen. I was preaching in Siler City, North Carolina, years ago. And I remember some of the preachers come to me the next night. And they told me, they said, now, brother, said, you're going to have to take and cut her short. Said, she was going to work. And so the light started dimming in the tent, the gospel tent. I done preached all the fuel out of the generator. That's a long time, amen. But then number 4, or number, Yeah, number five, here it is. Here we're Psalm 38:9. The Bible said here, Lord, all my desires before thee. And I think tonight when we think about desire, we think about the will of God and what God would have you to do. And there's other verses throughout the book of Psalms. I was looking as I was talking. There's other places there. But all my desires before thee, and tonight, what God puts in your heart, what he puts in your heart. God changed my heart and took out passion, put in missions. I never wanted to be a missionary. I never dreamed I'd be in missions 27 years now. But here we are. And God put that desire in me. And whatever God puts in your heart, whether it be $25 increase, $50, $100, whatever God puts in your heart to do. Oh, listen, the Bible said without faith it's impossible to please him. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And then Acts 27:25, you'll go to your church, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. And faith based on the promises of God's word and the word of God. And we can go right on, and right here in Psalms 38, all my desires before thee. And then last of all, Isaiah 59. You can turn over there later, Isaiah 59:1, I believe it is. And you know, my prayers are too important. This is a very important meeting. Souls are in the balance. Boy, I'm praying tonight for 73 more church buildings, 33 churches to be started. I'm praying for another container of Bibles. Praying for one every year. But I want to be right with God. Notice in Isaiah 59:1, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that he cannot save, neither is his ear heavy that he cannot hear. People come to me a lot of time, they say, preacher, God don't answer my prayers. God don't hear me. Boy, right here's one of the things I think it closes the door. You want to be right with God. I want to be right with my churches. I want to be right with my pastor. I want to be right with my wife. I don't want to grieve or smother the workings of God. Well, I want to be clean with God. I want to be right with God. I want to be able to pray at any moment and touch heaven. The Bible said in verse 2, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, that your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. And oh, listen. You know, I think about the Great Commission. And I think about how God used Peter on Pentecost. God used Stephen there in Acts 7. God used Philip in Acts 8. God used Saul. Saul got saved in Acts 9. God used Barnabas and Saul there in Acts 13 too, and right on through. 10,000 miles, 10 years of time, 3 major campaigns. And oh, listen, how thousands were saved, churches were started. And oh, let me tell you something tonight, you think about my friend, God working from heaven through this local church, through your faith, through your praying, through your desire, through your importunity. My mother, I wasn't raised in a Christian home. My stepdaddy committed suicide and died of alcohol poisoning. My real daddy died when I was 6. And of course, I was given away at birth. My grandmother took me and raised me. And then, of course, later on after I got saved and God put a burden on my heart for my mother. And I prayed for my mother to be saved for 42 years. And I was coming back from Africa. And boy, telling them about all the people who had been saved was at the hospital to go to Georgia. And all of a sudden, mother was there lying in that bed. And she'd come up out, raised up out of the bed. She was dying, diverticulitis, a wound, it would not heal. And she said, Richard, I want to. And I said, what, mama? She said, I want to be saved. I went over and led my mother to God. After praying 42 years. Don't give up on your lost loved ones. My friend, listen, keep praying and keep, my friend, asking God to increase your faith. And give me greater faith and greater belief and greater trust. Learn how to pray and get a hold of God. And pray for your faith, promise, commitment, amen. And what God would have you to do.